interesting approach presented by Common. I see him over there in the screen. And what I'd like to do is discuss a different approach to the entire episode of what's going on behind the scenes between, you know, Rivka and Yaakov, her tricking Yitzchak into giving the bracha to Yaakov and not to Esau. But first, I just want to discuss a little bit some of the points he made yesterday, and which are interesting, and I in Padam Gatara, there may be a different approach too. In other words, one of the things mentioned was Akol Kol Yaakov V'Hayadayim Yidei Esav. Now the question he raised, a very interesting point, is why did Rivka not also tell Yaakov to disguise his voice? Akol Kol Yaakov. That's a giveaway. The Kol Kol Yaakov. Now there may be another approach, however, because it seems the Tanchuma, Rashi brings the Medrash in two different places to say when it says Kol Kol Yaakov, it doesn't mean the actual voice of Yaakov. It means the words he said. And it's repeated several times. Like Yaakov said, Kum Noah. Esav said, Yaakov. There's a different lashon. Why is that stressed by the Medrash? Pashut, it was a different voice. We see that the Medrash is saying, maybe it was the same voice. Like, for example, I know twins, their voices are exactly the same. Now, so I'm just saying there may be another approach that she didn't have to change the voice because maybe the voices were very similar, possibly. So that's one question. Another question is that Talman raised was why is it that when he was in the quandary and he didn't understand, you know, what's going on here, there, you know, it's sort of like, you know, at the Seder night, you know, we say, there were Simoni Avdus and there's Simoni Cheres. You know, there were two Simonim here. You know, is this Yaakov or is this Esav? You know, who's actually speaking over here? So why didn't he just call in Rivka and say, you know, Rivka, help us out here. What's going on? Right? That was another question. Now, if you could actually take this question back. Why, if that's a good question, why don't we ask the question from the beginning? Why did he go ahead on his own, call in Esav, and say, go out, you know, get me Seder? Why did he consult with Rivka in the first place? What is he waiting for later? He should have consulted her in the first place. So I think the answer is, the Chumash says earlier that Yitzchak Ohev es Esav ki tzayid b'fiv v'rivka Ohev es Yaakov. So Yaakov was no fool. I mean, Yitzchak was no fool. I mean, you know, like Talmud mentions, the other if a person is blind, other of his things are more sensitive and his antennas in other areas are stronger. I mean, I'm sure he understood that Rivka Ohev as Yaakov. So he didn't want to ask her because she was on the other team. Therefore, he went on his own. So the fact that when he met this quandary, why would he call her in? You know, he knows what her approach is going to be. And also, we see later in the story, it says, "Vayecharad charada gedoyga ad ma'od," a very extreme expression. Charada, not only charada, charada gedoyga, not only charada gedoyga ma'od, not only charada gedoyga ma'od, charada gedoyga ad ma'od. It was an extreme lashon. Obviously, it was a major shock to him. So it's hard to really think that he understood that he was giving originally the bracha to Yaakov. So we're left with now the other approach. That's like discussing some of the aspects we mentioned yesterday. Now, as far as the approach, we're left with a quandary. How does Yaakov is the paragon of MS. MS Yaakov. How could he look in his father's face and say, Ani eith Esav v'chayrecha? How can he do that? Now, somebody, I used to give a shia person every year, he asked me that same question. Actually, my cousin Mordechai asked me this question 2 days ago. How could he lie? Mordechai, remember that question? How could he ask the question? So I want to present a very interesting approach. How is it that he could lie? Now, what possible thing is I could throw back to you another question. How could Avraham Avinu shecht his son? HaKadosh Baruch, HaKadosh Baruch said to Avraham, take your son and shecht him. He says, okay, no problem. He gets up quickly early in the morning, boom, boom, boom. He's on his way, and it's attributed as if he actually did it. He should have said, HaKadosh Baruch, I think you got the wrong number here. I've been preaching all my life against human sacrifice. No, he went ahead and did it. So the answer to all these questions, I think, is a Gror, a Vilna Gaon, in his Sefer Kol Yaakov. And he writes on that story where it says, a malach comes, he was about to shecht his son. And when he was about to shecht his son, he took the knife and was about to shecht his son, and malach said, hold it. Ator yodati ki yirei elokim ator. Now I know that you're a yirei elokim. Hello, good morning, America. Now I know. He went through, this is the 10th nisayon, he went through 9 nisayonis. Now I know. Where have you been till now, Malach? Where have you been till now? Ato yadati, now I know. What's going on here? This is the gross question in Kol Yaakov. What happened till now? The Gros gives a fantastic answer, which I think answers our question too. But first, the answer over there. The answer over there is, he's saying, Ato yadati ki rei elokim ator. Till now, everything you did was chesed. Maybe you're just a good guy, this good Joe. You're a good Joe. You're a positive guy. You do nice things. Abaisach, sorry about to check this on. You got the wrong number. Maybe he did everything not because he was a Yirei Elokim. Maybe he did it because he was a good guy. I could read you the lashon, but I'll save you the problem. That's basically what he says. And therefore, when he Atzo Yadati, now that I see that not only the Gemilas Chesed and Tov and good things you did, now I see that you're ready to do even the Maisach Zori Ad Miod Keneged your Midah. What's the Midah of Avraham? Chesed the Avraham. He was a man of Chesed. And he was commanded to do the opposite of his Midah. That's the true challenge. That's the Nesyonis HaOvos. To become one of the Ovos, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, it'll save a long time, Dover, there's for it. You have to be challenged against your nature, the way you are set up to do. He was Chesed Avraham. His challenge had to be to do a Maisach Zori Miod, to shecht his son. He was ready to do it. Oh! Ato yodati, now I know ki yirei elokim. I think the answer is the same thing here. The same thing by Yaakov. What's the answer? How could he go and say to his father that ani esav v'chayrecha? The answer is he had to be challenged also against his very nature. His very nature of Yaakov is what? Emes Yaakov. So he had to be challenged by MS to do the opposite. He has to look in the face of his father. And that was one challenge, not only challenge. He was the challenge, he had to trick Esav out of the Bechira. All his days in by Lavan, he said, Ani, Och, I'm a brother in Ramoz. All his life he was challenged, that was the challenge of Yaakov. He knew he had to do what's right, because what would be the outcome? What would he say? He could say, no, I'm not going to lie to my father. One second, I'm not going to lie to my father. So, okay, so what will happen? Yitzchak will give the brachas to Esav. And you know what it's going to be? It's Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak for Esav. No, he knew and Rivka knew that that's not the destiny for Klal Yisrael. And she had a nevuah also. He knew that that's what he had to do, and he stepped up to the plate. And that was his challenge, his desired all his life. I thank you.
Excellent.
He wanted to say something. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying the difference is, of course, Hashem didn't tell Yaakov to go.
Right, yeah, but she had a nebuah, and they understood, even without, yeah. Yeah.
Mordechai, but he had no time.
What?
He just passed the test.
Avraham had to check to his son.
But he passed the test, he didn't check.
Which is worse, check to your son or I'm telling the lie?
I'm not fair. Here you're trying to prove that in MS, right? His challenge to the MS.
His challenge
so
was, there's a time. Well, actually, the Gemara talks about there's a time where you can change. That's a whole discussion, too. Because HaKadosh Baruch even changed his language for the truth, for Emes to Chesed. There's a time you're allowed to lie. The Chesed, you're allowed to lie. HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it. He said, you know, she's old, you know, not your old, he didn't want to say that. Anyway, this is written up in the Sefer, by the way. It's called the Chelos Mordechai. I happen to know the author very well.